sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Thank you for listening, Word of Eternal Life. This is part of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Last time we talked about the new heaven and the new earth, which God Jesus was going to make. And it is the revelation of the new heaven and new earth, which he was going to be made. That was written in the chapter 21 of Revelation. And it said that in the verse 22, I did not see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no light. The glory and the honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, for will anyone who does that what is shameful or deceit, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. So those people who are saved and born again, their names are written in the book of life, will only enter into the gates of the new city. The new city is the new heaven and earth, the new Jerusalem. This is where the God's people will be living. The children of God will be living in eternity. This is the beginning of the eternity once the new heaven and earth is created. There the Lord God will be the lamp, and there is no need of sun or moon in the city. Now, in the new heaven and earth, we have no information from the scripture that there will be any sun or moon in the universe. We do not know that part yet. But God do not need, the people do not need the living in the city of God in the New Jerusalem. They do not need any sun or moon, that you will be living with Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as God, one God in the city. There is no problems, that no fear, no frustration, no hunger, no thirst, no problem for anyone. We will be like angels in heaven, that we will be living with Jesus Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. Now, in the city, when we read the next chapter 22, it reads about the river of life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb, down the middle of the great street in the city. Now, there is a great street is given in the middle of the city, and there is a river flowing from there, from the throne of God. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. Now, those who believed and baptized and living for Jesus Christ in the world today, they will be the holy prophets and priests, kingly priests and prophets for our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. No longer there will be any curse. The throne of God, amen, and the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their forehead. Now, we are going to be carrying the name of our Father. Lord Jesus and Father on our head, and they will not have any curse. They will see his face. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. Now, this is what happens to the Christians, the believers, the true Christians who serve Jesus Christ today in this planet Earth. Those who are his servants, those who are his believers, those who are loving him today and obeying his commandments, those who are ministering his gospel throughout the world, we are all going to be with the presence of Lord Jesus Christ and God. They will reign forever and ever. We are going to be reigning with Christ. We are not going to be just simple, ordinary citizens of heaven, but we will be reigning. We will reign with him. The angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, send his angel to show his servants the things that must soon take place." Now, God, Lord Jesus said that these things will soon take place. Now, when we say it soon, which means the Lord's coming is very near, that at the time of the century, second century, when these apostles were living, and then they were all being martyred for Jesus Christ. Apostle John was still alive as the last one to leave this his life from here. And he was given this revelation that the Lord Jesus is coming soon. "Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book." Dear friends, that we, those who will believe in this holy scriptures, the Bible, the word of God, and those who are washed with the blood of Jesus, that we will be with Christ. John, "I am the one who heard and saw these things." John was Jesus's most loud apostle. John, "And when he and I had heard when and seen them, I fell down to the worship the feet of the angel who had been showing them to me. But he said to me, 'Do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers, the prophets, and of all who keep the words of this book. Worship God.'" See, we are told the angels should not be worshipped. They do not receive the worship because only God, the sovereign God, Lord God, is only one who can receive the worship of all the creatures, all the humans, and anyone. So there you see that the angel saying to John, the apostle, "John, do not worship me." Then he told me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, because the time is near. Let him who does wrong continue to do wrong. Let him who is vile continue to be vile. Let him who does right continue to do right. And let him who is holy continue to be holy. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city." Amen. See, we are to have our robes washed. Washed in the robes means our life, we are our spirit and soul. We are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. We are cleansed by his cleansing power, that we will be cleansed so that we will be able to enter the kingdom of God. This is what Jesus was speaking about, his kingdom and also the eternal life. See, the kingdom, his kingdom was for 1,000 years, but the eternity is forever and ever, never ending. Now we are in the eternity when we are reading this. Like I said before, this book of Revelation is a metaphor. Metaphor means that something doesn't exist at the moment or the present time, but it will exist in the future. And God has given that information through the pictures and imageries of the things will happen, well, how they will happen, and all in a picture form, in a imaginary form. It is called a metaphor, which is going to happen. It will exist in the future. So God's kingdom will happen in the future. Jesus Christ will return, and he will establish his 1,000-year reign. And after that, there will be a war with Gog and Magog. The people who left after the first war, which is the Armageddon, then there will be people left after Armageddon, and those people will go and live in their land for 1,000 years peacefully. But after the 1,000 years, Satan will be released, who has been held as a captive in the bottomless pit. He'll be released because Satan needs to be punished. He is the one going to be punished after the last battle. Why the last battle? Because there are people in the world who are still rebellious, who are still sinful, who are still wanted to ridicule the God and his throne and his people. The people of Israel and also the other children of God who are living with Jesus Christ as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the kingdom of God, they are going to be challenged by Satan and the other people who are outside of that, in who is still living in the world. They will come as a mob, and they will be consumed by fire from heaven. God will destroy them completely. Then there will be the final judgment. The final judgment is that everyone who born in the planet Earth from Adam and Eve's time to the end time, the last person who will be born, they all will be standing, even though they're dead. Their bodies will rise, they will receive a body so that they will be able to stand in front of the final judgment, the ultimate judge of the universe, who is going to be Lord Jesus Christ only, and no one else. Today, those who ridicule the name of Jesus, today those who ridicule the people who preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, today those who do not believe in the Bible, the word of God, which is the only true word God had spoken from heaven, amen, and also the words of Christ, who has been in the earth when he was speaking to the people, and all those was written in this book, and the words through the Holy Spirit of God, where Jesus was speaking through his prophets, through his apostles in the New Testament time, all those written, and thus is called the Holy Bible. The Bible is the word of God that God has spoken to us through the prophets, through the Spirit of God. Those who received the Spirit of God, those who prophets and those who apostles, those who priests, those who have the Holy Spirit in them, they received the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, and God speak through them, through the Holy Spirit, to them, into their hearts, and they receive the message, and they have spoken that message, then that message was written down. That is what the Word, the Holy Gospel, Holy Spirit, Holy Scriptures, the Bible, the Word of God. Now we have aware of the Torah, the first five books written through by God, through by Moses, through God's Spirit in him. He was revealed the information, and that was the five books. Then we have the history books of Israel, which is also part of the Old Testament, praise the Lord. And then Judges, then we have history books. We have prophecy books. We have the song books of worshiping God, which is the Psalms, and also different other books of different people and the history of the world and Jesus Christ Gospels, which is the New Testament, and also the Epistles, which is written through the Holy Spirit of God for the nourishment of the Church of Jesus Christ. Now, my friends, we have completed the God's eternal plan message. This has been the message from the beginning of the creation to the revelation, where how God will do the final judgment in the revelation time. Now we are in the last days. These days we have read from the Gospel of Matthew that these are the days that the end of the times are very clear, very near. In the end of the times, that many things will happen. We have seen the wars and rumors of wars, right? The nations will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, which is what is happening ever since the return Jesus Christ resurrected and went to heaven. After the church is established, and from those days we see the nations are rising against nations. We had the First World War, we had Second World War, we had many other wars between countries and nations of this world. Some of those wars were religious, spiritual and religious. They are fighting for religion. They are wiping out one nationality by another nationality. It was similar type of things were going on. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 7, the verse I just read, and verse 8 says, all these are the beginning of birth pain. Beginning of birth pain means first the beginning of the birth pain, which is going to be the beginning of two nations. One, the new nation of Israel. After the tribulation will take place. After the tribulation, a new nation will be born out of Israel, which are the redeemed Israel. The new Israel will come out of this, our nation of Israel. The one who are repented, amen, the repented nation will be born out of the present day Israel. The present day Israel has not been completely saved. They have been not born again completely. They as a nation is not been accepted and by accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, who is the Messiah. But they will only accept him at his next coming, when he come to save the nation of Israel and revenge and fight the nations who comes against Israel. That we have discussed that part from the book of Zechariah, chapter 14, chapter 12, chapter 13, and all those chapters we have discussed it. So we see that after the tribulation, Israel will be redeemed as a nation for God, and they will join with the Church of Jesus Christ. After that, there will be the 1,000-year reign. Now, we have to be very careful with these times. These times that Jesus said that when the fig tree flourish, when the tree flourish, you should remember that your redemption is very near. What is the fig tree? Well, fig tree is the national tree. National Israel is counted as a national tree is the fig tree. Israel as a nation. Amen. Israel as a country is the olive tree. Israel as a spiritual tree is the olive tree. Now, olive is the fig. The ticks become tender. Matthew 24, chapter 24, verse 32. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as the fig tree tender and its leaves come out, you know that the summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. Amen. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Which generation? The generation we are living now. You and me in the generation where the fig tree has flourished. The fig tree, as I said, is the national symbol of Israel as a nation. The national symbol of Israel as a nation is a fig tree, and the fig, F-I-G, fig, has flourished. From the year 1948 onwards, the fig, the tree, Israel, has been established, and it has been flourishing and flourishing and flourishing with technology, with knowledge, with all kind of modern information that all arising military and scientific and medicine and everything from Israel. Now this flourished fig tree, nothing can defeat them. All the nations can come against them. Everybody can be hating them. But again, Israel will flourish as this time. They are flourishing in our lifetime. That's why Jesus said, I tell you the truth, the generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. These things are happening right now. The wars are happening. Rumors of wars are happening. Ukraine and Russia are fiercely going to be battling now with brand new missiles. They are going to, fire each other. Amen. This is going to be, I am afraid, some people think that this is going to be the third world war, but regardless of what world war it is, these battles are continuously going on. Now, it is what Jesus predicted. There will be famine. There will be earthquakes. You know, famine is rampaging in the African nations. Famine is rampaging because of the war. The famine is rampaging in the Middle East, where the children are standing for one time of meal, and they are receiving some food every day, as the United Nations is supplying, whoever nations are giving it to them. It is a lot of other countries have famine. The famine is there because of no rain. One of the reasons, rain, there is a shortage of water, there is a shortage of agriculture. I believe recently I heard that one of the United States, New Jersey, I think it was New Jersey, said that the drought, they're big time drought in the state. And California had about 70% of the land is in big drought. And we are having earthquakes in many nations. We have a famine rampaging in many nations. Praise God, my friends. The time is getting near that our Lord Jesus Christ said, in the end of the time, the land of Israel will flourish. The country of Israel will flourish. The wars and rumors are going on. Even at the same time, Israel is flourishing. Now what happens with that flourishing means the tree, fig tree, which is the symbol, national symbol. Now if you go, continue, read Matthew 24:36. No one knows about the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father, as it was in the days of Noah. See, no one knows. Only God the Father is keeping that particular day of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because this is under the authority of God the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days Before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. Brothers, dear friends, there was no information of rain until the day the rain fell into the planet Earth. There was no rain before. Amen. There was moisture rising from the earth and wetting the floor, and the trees and plants were getting the moisture and the water from the moisture. Now that day there was nobody knew the rain will come. But God said to Noah, preach the word. He preached 120 years. There was the message of Noah that the rain will come. There will be a flood, and everyone who will not enter the ark will die. Today, that at the same time, they did not know. Everything was normal. They said, hey, things are good. Things are fine. They were marrying and giving to marriage. They were cultivating and they were having a good time. They were not listening to God. They were leaving us according to what they like to do. They didn't listen, they did not listen to Noah's message. They did not repent. They did not enter the ark. But the day the ark was ready, the rain came and the flood came, and they ran to the ark. The ark's door were closed. Dear friends, today it's the same story. Just like Noah's time, the ark is going to be closed. Ark is what? Christ. The time of grace is going to be closed very soon, because the Lord Jesus is coming. Because his world events are saying, the time is coming close. You have to repent. This is the time for repentance. These are the last moments of the years of this earth where people will realize there is no more time left. Because when Jesus Christ returns, the rapture will happen. The people who are waiting for the Lord will be raptured. As it says in the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, the Lord will come with a mighty voice, with a loud trumpet, and the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ will rise, and those who are alive, they will be taken, captured in the air, and those who are dead will be open. Their tombs will open. They will rise, and they with the people who are in the earth, who will be transforming, which are believing and waiting for Jesus Christ. They will be taken into the mid-air to meet Jesus Christ. I said this message many times. Once again, I'm repeating this message, that the time is near, that the Lord is coming soon, because all the world events are telling you that it is time. Israel flourished. There is no more need to flourish anymore. They are preparing for the coming of Jesus Christ. I mean, once the Lord Jesus came and his people are taken up in the earth from heaven to heaven, and then there will be Antichrist rising from the 10 nations of the Europe. He will rule the world, and there will be tormentation and punishment sent by God from heaven, and they will not. The time of salvation has been closed. But many may say, get saved again by killed by the Antichrist. But this is the better time, best time to listen to the gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ is calling you today. You come now, believe in my name. I died for your sins. If you believe and baptized, you will be saved. Amen. That you would like to hear this message or ask any questions, please give us a call. And now let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, if you join with us and pray this prayer, Father, forgive our sins, make us, cleanse us, our heart, purify us. We believe that we are sinners. We are accepting Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Make us your children. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Christ, the Blessed One, gives you all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions,